Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Linda Steppenbacher, and I'm going to be reading Have a Talk with God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for everyone listening today. And I pray that you would impart a special blessing, a special revelation into their heart as you put forth your invitation for them to enter into conversation with you. I thank you. It's so beautiful that your heart is just to converse with us, to have a relationship, a real and living relationship that gives life to us. You are a good Father. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen. The scriptures for today are Jeremiah 33:3 and Proverbs 4:20 to 22. Jeremiah 33:3. This is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Proverbs 4:20 to 22. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Grab your Bible, pen, journal, and a warm drink. Find a quiet spot away from distractions to sit and have a conversation with your Father, your best friend, and the lover of your soul. He's waiting for you with so much love and anticipation. If you're carrying a burden today, clear your mind of those cares and concerns by laying them at his feet. And with complete confidence and expectation of hearing his voice, ask him to speak to you today. Read Matthew 7, 7 to 12, and John 10, 1 through 17. Jesus loves you so much and has given everything for you. Let these words from his own mouth fill you with faith and confidence that you are his and that you hear his voice. Hello, dearly loved one. I want to tell you a quick story about how I came to begin talking with God. Perhaps you have a similar story. Growing up in the church, I was always taught that quiet time with God meant reading the Bible and praying to God. But I missed out on something life-changing. The intimacy that comes from a back and forth conversation with God where I ask him questions, he answers, and so on. I didn't even know what I was missing. But once I found it, my relationship with God went to a whole new level. God became so very real to me, and I now long to hear from him all the time. I wonder if you've come to this realization yet. If you haven't and you now want to get started, or even if you've been doing this for years, this is for you. Think with me a moment about how conversations happen with your close friends. You share, then your friend shares. You might ask each other for advice, laugh with each other, or pour out your hearts to one another. What you have with your friends is a two-way conversation where you hear each other's hearts, and it's the same in your relationship with God. He loves you so much more than you can even comprehend, and he loves to talk with you. He is always with you. He is humble and gentle in spirit, and with him, you will find rest for your soul. He is for you and not against you. He is the good shepherd who cares for his sheep. He is a good father who loves to give good gifts to his children, and no one and nothing can separate you from his love. I could go on and on because there is so much more, but you get it. He is the best friend, father, advisor, and confidant you could ever ask for. So how do you have a conversation with God? This might feel foreign or unattainable for you or only for the super spiritual. but it's not. Praying with God is so natural and will immeasurably deepen your relationship with Him. Remember that as a Christ follower, you already have the Holy Spirit inside of you. One of the Holy Spirit's roles is guiding you into all truth. He will teach you all things. He only speaks what he hears from Jesus, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Doesn't this sound like something you want to hear? I know I do. So be intentional about listening for him. One way to do this is to use a journal. Writing in a journal is one of the best ways to hear from the Lord. You can record what he says to you, what you say to him, record your entire conversation. You're going to want to revisit these words of life over time. So how do you begin? Ask God a question. Just as you wouldn't sit there staring at a friend without talking or asking a question, don't do that with God either. Ask him a question and he will answer you. Record what he says. Go back and forth, just like a conversation with a friend. In fact, if you want to try it now, close your eyes, have your journal on your lap, and imagine that you're in your favorite place with your favorite friend, your closest, oldest, dearest friend, the one that you can reveal anything to and that you would trust with your life. He's actually better than that friend, but we're going to go there because that's the closest thing. Now imagine that you're sitting across from your friends, or maybe you're sitting on a park bench with them enjoying beautiful scenery, or across the table in your favorite coffee shop, and you feel relaxed and at peace. You know you can trust this person. Now imagine that's God, and he's sitting across the table from you, sitting on the park bench next to you. Ask him a question. He's going to respond. He's your best friend. He's going to respond to you. Write it down. Write down all of your interactions. Now, hearing God might take a little practice at first, but be patient. It is worth it. After asking him, listen for his response and be sure to trust that when you ask, he will be faithful to answer. You might hear from God through his voice, which often sounds like impressions that he places on your heart. His word, or in a picture he gives you in your mind. In fact, there are so many different ways you can hear from God that it would be impossible to list them all here. Pay attention not only to what he says, but also to how he says it, and make sure you record things precisely as you hear them. God even has a purpose for the specific words he uses. You may be surprised in the most delightful way at the tone or language that he uses. God often has a great sense of humor, and he speaks very individually to each one of us in a language that we can understand. And remember, God never contradicts his word. So if you've heard something from him, always cross-check it with the Bible. Now that you have heard from God, what do you do next? Write it down and then thank him for what he just told you. Make sure you record all of your interactions with God, including any additional back and forth conversations that may result from the initial question. These records will be invaluable to you throughout your life. When you are walking through a seemingly impossible trial, when you feel far from him, or when you desperately need to be reassured of his love, these beautiful testaments to his personal, intimate love and plans for you will carry you. And can you imagine what a powerful and priceless legacy of faith these prayer journals will be for your kids someday? A friend once told me that when his father passed and the siblings were splitting up their father's possessions, the one thing they all most wanted was his prayer journals. This is the kind of legacy you will want to leave. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus himself quoted Deuteronomy 8:3, saying, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Dear sister, just as you would not go a day without food, don't go a day without hearing from him. His words are life. Questions to ponder. Have you been making it a priority in your life to hear God's voice and to look for Him wherever you are? If you haven't, it's never too late to start. Faith-filled ideas. Start your day with your daily bread. Make it a habit to have a conversation with God first thing in the morning. A great all-purpose question that I ask frequently is simply, "What do you have for me today?" You will be surprised and delighted by His goodness and heart for you personally as you hear more and more from your Father. In the process of getting to know Him in this intimate way, you will find that He loves you so much, and that will change everything. Are you ready for a deeper walk with your Savior? Don't just stop with asking God questions in the morning. All throughout the day, ask Him questions and pay attention to how God is speaking to you. He speaks in so many ways. There are opportunities to have conversations with Him in every moment of every day, not just when you are sitting with Him in the morning. As you go about your day, keep an eye out for how and what He is communicating to you. Perhaps you hear some amazing truth from a friend that resonates so strongly with you. And perhaps you receive some new revelation while reading God's Word. Perhaps you'll see a repetitive number or a set of numbers or have vivid dreams. Be on the lookout. God is always speaking, and He has so much He wants to tell you. It's a promise. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that your heart for us is connection. I pray that everyone who's listened to this devotional would feel the longing in your heart for them and would respond with longing in their hearts. I thank you that you draw us with loving kindness, and you are so gentle, so kind, so full of love and goodness towards us, Lord. I pray that each one here would have the faith to step out today and either begin or begin again their conversations with you, that they would think of you first when problems come up in their lives, that they would ask you first and trust what you say. I thank you that you know all things and that your Spirit leads us into all truth. And I bless each one of these precious souls listening to this today with amazing conversations from you, life-changing conversations with you, Lord. We thank you and we love you. In your name we pray. Amen. I wrote this devotional because this practice changed my life. When I learned to hear from God and have conversations with Him, He truly became real to me. I had read about Him in Scripture for all of my life, and yet He still felt distant. And so having these conversations with Him, engaging Him in my life, I gained a best friend. I gained the perfect Father, and I gained the confidence in myself that I could actually navigate this life because I was now aware and attuned to and attached to the source of all life and all goodness. And so I bless you with this as well. I bless you that this would change your life. I often tell my kids, this is the most important skill I want them to have. If they have this, they're going to be able to live a successful life in every possible way. Hearing the voice of the Lord is the most important thing that I could impart to them. And I pray that you can impart this to your children as well. I love you and thank you for listening to this. Bye-bye now.